tell you, es le darish, he does not darshan es. And Kiritanya, like we learned, Shimon ham suni, v'yamrilon, some say nechem yoham suni, ha yedarish kol es in Shabbat Torah. First, when they went to learn the Torah, they used to make a drasha by all the esen. Every es is like an extra word. So they used to make a drasha from it. But kivon shegiyah, when they came to this pasuk that says, Lies Hashem alakecha tiro, he's supposed to have fear from Hashem. So it says the word es, like who is like Hashem, who else can you include that you have to have fear like Hashem? So therefore they saw the word es is not an extra word. Therefore pirush, they went back and they retracted all their drushas from the word es. They saw that the word es is not extra. Omer loy tamidu, tamidim said, Rebbe, kol esen shedrashto matei aleim, all the esen that you made drushas until now, what's going to be with all those drushas? Omelahem, he said back, Kishem shekabalti schamal hadrisha, kach kibalti al haprisha. You should know, it's Torah. The same way Metchila, when we thought you're supposed to darshan the yes, we received reward like it was a mitzvah to darshan. Now that we see we made a mistake, and you're not supposed to darshan the word es, we take back all the drushes, and we'll receive schar. Another chaos and what's going to be. They held that's Torah. Torah is that we made a mistake, and now we make the drushes, that you did not darshan the word es. So therefore, there's a mandiyam, a shimon hamsuni, that stopped dashing the word es. At shabor Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came, and he dashes the word es. Aye, the question is, the pasuk says, li es Hashem lekecha tira, what can you add on to this? So Rabbi Akiva holds, v'limad es Hashem lekecha tira, l'rabbas talmidi chachamim. Rabbi Akiva held that a Talmud Chacham is also included. Es Hashem is marba, you have to have yira for a Talmud Chacham also. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds, you do dashing the word es all over. And if Shimon HaTzimoni holds, Shuni Ham Suni holds, you did not darshan. Then the Mishnah says, Biegla Rufa. An Egla Rufa, this eagle that they're supposed to chop off the head, in the case where you found a hurry, somebody was killed, you don't know which city, or the closest city it's found by, the Anshair has to bring an Egla Rufa. Minolan, how do we know that it's also no, Amri Deveri Abyanai, Kapora Ksidba Kakodishim. It says the word Kapora by Egla Rufa. So we learn not like Kodshim, just like a korban. It's also bano. Egla Rufa, even though it's not Hagdish, it's not a korban, still it's also bano. Tziporim, Mitzorim, how do we know? Tetona Deveri Bishmoel. Nema Machshir Machapim Mifnim. It says regular kabonis when you bring inside the base of Migdish. Rash says Osher Mitzorim. Yeah, or Machapim Mifnim, Rash says Kola Kabonis. Venema Machshir Machapim Bachutz. There's such a thing about Bachutz, Rash Egla Rufa. An Egla Rufa is Bachutz. And Tziporim Mitzorah is also Bachutz. If so, Ma Machshir Machap Omer Bifnim. Just like what's brought Bifnim, the korban that's brought inside, and the Yashir Mitzorah, is also by Machshir Kemechaper. The Machshir has the same halacha like the Mechaper, that the Yashir Mitzorah is also Bahano, the same way the Yikar Karbonis are, is Af Machshir Machap Omer Bachutz. The same way the Machshir Mechaper that's sent outside, the two outside is the Tziporim Mitzorah that they throw away, and the Egla Rufa. Also, by machshir kemechaper, that the machshir, the tziporim mitzvah, has the same halacha like the egla rufa. Therefore, like we just learned, it's also bano. Here also, it's also bano. Itma we learned like this: tziporim mitzvah. These tziporim that the mitzvah has to throw away. We just say now, it's also bano. Meyem asayasurim. From when do they become also bano? So, Reb Yechonon Omar mishashchita. When you shech the other word mishashchita. Rashi says Neseres Hashchuta v'Yamashuleches Muteres Kalakamon. There's one you shech, and one you throw away. So the one you shech that becomes also b'Shashchita. The one you throw away, Rashi says that's Muteres. Resh Lakish Oma Mishas Takicha. Now as soon as you buy it right away, Rashi says Neseres Shteim. As soon as you buy the two birds, they both become also. Until you send away one, when you send it away, then it becomes muta. And the other one says no. Rabbi Yechonon says no. It only becomes also b'shashchita. Rabbi Yechonon nami b'shashchita shchita hu diasru lo. It's the shchita that gives it the kedushas aguf. That's what makes it also. Therefore, it's only also from b'shashchita, the sipa that you shech, it becomes also from then. Resh Lakish shama nami b'shash lekich. When the time you buy it, me'eg la rufa nafu. Learns that from eg la rufa. Ma egla rufa mechayim, just like an egla rufa is also even mechayim when it's alive. So af tzipor mitzorah mechayim, tzipor mitzorah is also mechayim when you bought it. So that's why Rish Lakish says mishas lekicha. When you go to buy the two tziporim for the mitzorah, they become also banor right away. For the Gemara, v'yegla rufa mino gufa meyemasai. When is an egla rufa become asa b'hano? True, it's asa b'hano even when it's alive. But at what point does the egla rufa become asa b'hano? So Rabbi Yana said that gavul shamati. I heard a boundary, a time when it becomes asa b'hano. Shamati bo v'shachachti, and I forgot. I forgot exactly when an egla rufa becomes asa b'hano. The Nas bin Chaver, my Chaverim told me, explained to me, Loimam, Yuridosa lenachal Eisan hiasrosa. When they take the Egla Rufa down to the special Nachal, where they plan to make that Rufa, they're going to chop off the head, so as soon as they bring it down to this valley, there it becomes Asabano. So therefore we're saying, just like Egla Rufa is Asa Mechayim, a Tziporah Mitzar is also Asa Mechayim when you buy it. So Gemara asks, if you're learning out Tziporah Mitzar from an Egla Rufa, if so, why don't I say, Ima Egla Rufa, Mishas Lekicholoi Mitzasra. An Egla Rufa, when you first buy it, it doesn't become Asar. It only becomes Asar when you bring it down to the Nachal Eisan. If so, why don't I say, Afsi Parah Mitzara Nami, Mishas Lekicholoi Mitzasra. Maybe Mishas you buy the Tzipurim, they should not become Asar. Maybe only later on. So Mor says, Hachi Ashta, no. What does one have to do with the other? Hosa Misle Gvul Achrini. Like, buy the Egla Rufa, I have another time to say, there is a time of Nachal Eisan, going down to the special Nachal, that's where they kill the Yegla Rufa. So I could say, don't go after the time you bought the Yegla Rufa, but go after the time when you bring it down to the special place. That's good. But Hocho by the Tziporah Mitzayra, Mi Isle Gvul Achrina, there's no other special place to shecht it. Any place you want, you can shecht it. So if so, if it becomes Asa Mechayim, it has to be B'Shas Lekicha. Otherwise, there's no other place, it should become Asa.
Yeah.
Eisvay, Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan has the kasha to Rosh Lakish. The pasuk says, "Kol tzipa tahara toichlu." Any bird that's tor, you'll not eat. L'rabbe says some shalachas. Come to teach us that even the bird that a mitzvah throws away is also mutav achila. V'zeh asher loy toichlu mehem. Then the pasuk says, "No, from these that are tameya, you can't eat from them." L'rabbe says hashruta. Come to teach us that the tzipur, that the mitzvah shechts to use its blood, that tzipur tosem achila. Now, if you want to tell me what that this bird becomes also for mechayim when it's alive, for shas you buy it, it is solely achas shchita mi boy. What do I need a pasuk to say it's also after shchita? Pshita. Like if it was also when it's alive already, so pshita it's still also when you shecht it. The shchita can't go off this nuissa. Tamar says, no, now the time I would have thought to say, Midzi Havi HaKodeshim. Menach Nami, maybe this tzipor of the Mitzvah is like other Kabonis. Say what? The Mechayim Asirah. When a carbon is alive, it has Kedusha on its Osabano. The Yasir Shchita Ma'amachshir Elohu. And later, when you make a Shchita, that makes a kosher. So I would have thought to say, maybe the same thing by the tzipor of Mitzvah. Kamash Malon. That's why the apostle to say, no, that here, even after I make the Shchita on the tzipor of the Mitzvah, still it remains Osabano, Osabachil at least. Eisve, have a kasha. It says, Shochato, if you shechted this tzipa of the Mitzvah, the nin says treifa, came out, you found it to be a treifa. The locher is its puzzle for the tire of a Mitzvah. But the pasuk says, Rashi says, Chiyois, it has to be a live one, not a treifa. So what's the locher? Yikar zug lishniya, you have to take another bird to match, the Rishayna muteres bano, and the first one is mutabano. It says here this bird is muta bano. Now vi sakadaitin bachid you can't because it's a treifa, but bano it's muta. Now vi sakadaitich mechayim asura. If you want to tell me now it's also mechayim harishayna my muteras bano. So why has it become muta bano? As soon as you bought it, it should have become also bano. Oh malay, how come I asking again? Shenimtze treifa b'nei mayeho. We're talking about this treifa didn't happen right now, but this treifa was in the stomach that was there from before. So it comes out that the time when you bought this bird, it already had a treifa. So it comes out the loichala lo kedusha klal. The kedusha was never chal on this sipur because you found out now that it had a hole in the stomach that was there from a long time before. So therefore, when you bought the sipur 2 days ago, it was already a treifa. So a treifa cannot have any kedusha. Therefore, it's mutabano. Eisvei, we have another kash. It says shochatosh lebiyezov. Let's say they shechted the mitzvah, shechted the sipur without using the yezov. B'shloi b'yetz, without using the wood he's supposed to take with it. B'yetz eres, the cedar wood. B'shloi b'shni shalat, not with the red thread.
Reb Yaakov Omer, Hoyu v'huxa mitzvosoi asura. Since it's muxa mitzvosoi, l'maisa it's asa. So what the sefer is still asa bano. Reb Shimon Omer, Hoyu v'nishkato shloki mitzvosoi. No, since the shas shchita of this sefer, you did not do it the right way, because you did not have the eight arrows there, and the ezoiv, and the shlis alas. So therefore, Moteris, I tell you that this bird is muta b'achila, you'll not eat it. Now, it's like this. Ad kam loy pligid ol machlegit el amasa v'shchita shen ruya shema shchita. Ol masa v'shchita shen ruya lo shema shchita. So on the machlegit is if it's shmei shchita or not. If shmei shchita means that it makes it also. Shchita shen ruya le mitzvasa shema shchita lo yisro becomes also. But the kuli yama miyos mechayim lo mitzvasa. Everybody holds that when it was alive, it didn't become also. Because if it was also, when it was alive, how could yisro go off here? L'maisa, it's not a treifa. So if you say, well, as soon as you bought it, it was chal kedusha on this sefer, so how could it go off if you make a shechita now, shelo kedin, even though the shechita was not with the mitzvahs, the way it's supposed to be done, but how did the yisra not go off it? So here we see clearly here that the yisra is first chal b'sha shechita. So machlokes says, is this called a good shechita or not, to make it also banor or not? So Mara says, true, here you have a proof. But I'll tell you, tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoim. If when exactly was the tzipor of a mitzvah become asabano? The Tanya we learned. The very Rabbi Yishmael Nema Machshir Mechapim Bifnim. It says a Machshir Mechapim Bifnim, the Kabbonah should bring inside. The Nema Machshir Mechapim Bachutz, what's brought outside. Ma Machshir Mechapim Omer Bifnim, just like the Kabbonahs that are brought inside. Also, Bo Machshir Ke Mechapim, that the Machshir has the same aloch like the Mechapim itself, like a regular korban. Is af machshir mechaper om bachutz, the same way it was done outside, is also bo machshir ke mechaper. The machshir, the tzipa, mitzvah, is the same look like the egla rufa. Ke mechaper gufa. So, mechaper. Mo machshir mechaper om bachutz, mo machshir mechaper om machshir mechaper om bachutz, also bo machshir ke mechaper. Gufa. Now, the tanoim here is, the first time we had true holds on yosso liach ha-shchita. But here, according to this Tanna, the Rabbi Shmuel, he says clearly the Machshir is like the Mechaper. So just like the Mechaper, the Egla Rufa, we had a pasuk before that it's also Bano Mechayim, Yuridosan and Nachaleson. So the same thing, Tzipa Mitzvah also becomes also Mechayim. So the kit is a Machlokes Tanoim, exactly when does the Tzipa, the Mitzvah, when he buys a Tzipa to use, to Metayer him, does it become also B'Shas Lekichu when you buy it, or does it first become also B'Shas Shchita? That's a Machlokes Tanoim. Right. Kufa, we just learned before, Kol Tzipa Torah, the apostle says you let eat all birds that are Torah, Teichlu, L'Rabbis Esel Meshalachas. Comes to teach us that this Tzipa, that the Mitzvah, what he does is he has to first buy two birds. Then one bird he shechts and uses the blood, and the second one he throws away. So with Ashim, the apostle teach us that when he throws it away, it becomes Mutta Bachila. V'zeh Asher Lo Teichlu Mehem, L'Rabbis Esel Shruta. For the Gemara V'yepech Ano, maybe just the opposite. Maybe that the Meshalachat is also Bahano, and maybe the Tzipa Shchut is Muta Bachilo. Or Rabbi Yechna Mishum Rishim Menichoi, Loi Motzinu Balachayim Shasurim. We don't find Balachayim to become also Leilom. But this Meshalachat, you don't have to shecht it, you just throw it away. So it's not a svara to say that the bird that we're throwing away now that's going to live should be also Bahano. There's no svara. Therefore, there's a bigger svara to say the one that you shecht it now, that Tzipa, should be also. You don't find any cases like that, that an animal that's alive becomes also by no,